So now I invite you to close your eyes if you have not already done so. Just become comfortable in your seat, feeling it support you. Clear your mind from anything, any fears, any angst, any worries, any challenges that might be keeping you from being fully present to this now moment. I'm going to invite us this morning to try a different breathing technique. It's called circular breathing. You begin by taking a deep healing breath in through your nose, and as your belly expands, instead of holding it for a few seconds, you immediately, smoothly release it. So you breathe in, and just picture a circle. You go right to the exhale, breathing in and breathing out. Sometimes it helps to picture something like a paddle wheel of a boat. I'm going to give you a couple minutes just to try that, breathing a couple seconds, breathing in a circular fashion, not stopping. Just let it be a perfect, perfect flow. You are in the flow. You are the flow. And now, as your breath returns to normal, just know that mindfulness is always your point of entry to the present moment. You can become a silent witness to how the flow is working in your body right this minute. Is energy flowing freely, or is it being restricted? Ponder the fact that you take in 17,000 breaths in a day. Understand that you are demonstrating, in the very act of breathing, you are demonstrating an abundance of air. And as you breathe normally, just be conscious of that. Visualize the air flowing through your lungs effortlessly and imagine how it serves every cell of your body. Then, as you release the breath slowly, feel the gratitude rising up from within, knowing that the next breath is coming with ease. Next, extend your awareness this morning to the muscles of your body. Is there tension, or are there knots in your neck, your shoulders, your back, or your legs that might be cutting off circulation? If so, just wiggle those spots. Breathe deeply and visualize each breath as it is released, dissolving the stress and tension. This is the law of circulation at work in your body. Next, focus on your heart and visualize your blood circulating abundantly, accepting, utilizing, and then releasing what is necessary to sustain your organs in perfect health. Reflect on the fact that your heart pumps about 2,000 gallons of blood through its chambers and beats more than 100,000 times a day. That is abundance. Imagine the amazing intelligence within that causes your heart to continually beat and circulate that abundance of blood without your even having to remind it to do so. This is the law of circulation at work in your body. Now, remembering and knowing that energy flows through your emotional body as well as your physical body, begin to do a mental scan of your emotions and see if you can tell where you may be impeding the flow. Because fear does project us into the future where we have no control, it can create an underlying feeling of powerlessness in the present moment, and that blocks the flow. Prepare right now to release any fear you may have in your life. Likewise, if your mind is stuck in the past because it might be wrapped around some toxic emotion or resentment, be prepared to allow that to be released also. Is there a lack of forgiveness blocking the flow? If so, remember that the prisoner to be set free is you. Let's just all take a few moments now in the silence, in full awareness of our oneness with Divine Source, to release what needs to be released from our consciousness in order to be in the flow, fully honoring the law of circulation in the silence. And so now, as we come together as a greater spiritual community, coming together to support one another, we are so grateful for the divine flow, we are so grateful for our source, and we are so grateful for the abundance in our lives. And we just say this in the name and through the power of the eternal Christ, knowing it is true. And now we will come together to gratefully and joyously sing our Lord's Prayer.